Question number 22 from G, I guess this is pronounced. Subject, Brahmacharya Pam Ho. Why is it that the cultural convention is for men to renounce and women to marry, but the cultural code that it is best to renounce? It's not clear to me what the question means. I would like to know which section of society repels the renunciation of women. Not clear. The question's written by someone with... then knowledge of English is such that it's not clear what the question is. So, written from G in London. Why men to renounce and women to marry? Well, actually the general rule in society is that everyone should marry. And renunciation is for people who are fit for that. Hare Krishna. If we're talking about renouncing family life, then that may be for brahmanas, they may take sannyas. Kshatriyas, we see many cases in ancient times of kshatriyas leaving home. The Pandavas ultimately went with Draupadi, actually, like Vanaprastha. Dhritarashtra, when he left home, he also went with Gandhari, with his wife. So Prithu Maharaj went with his wife, Prithu and Archi. So they would renounce together as Vanaprastas. Vaishyas and Shudras, they don't renounce family life. So it's according to Adhika. But everyone should renounce material enjoyment, whichever situation one is in. The whole Vedic culture is meant for Vairagya Vidya. The two go together. The question why women are not to renounce, they're also to do so, but within a different capacity. The man may leave home, but the wife, if the man leaves home in old age, generally that would be in older age, then the wife stays at home. There are various reasons for that. Generally, women and their considered not so able to perform tapasya, severe austerities. Their bodily constitution is not very strong for that. But they also, for women, it's said that by serving their husband, then they get, that is their tapasya. All their religious activities are fulfilled by doing that. Of course, that's on the mundane platform, because one has to ultimately serve Krishna. And in this age, anyway, no one can perform severe tapasya. Men and women, everyone's body is very weak as one of the results of modern life. People eat bad, not healthy food and lead not healthy lifestyles. So everyone's body is becoming very weak. So in this age especially, much tapasya is not recommended. If people can give up eating meat, fish, eggs, onions, garlic, tea, coffee and all these things, rise early and chant Hare Krishna, for most people, that's about the limit of their tapasya. And then if some fasting on Janmashtami, Ekadashis like this, some extra tapasya may be there. But the really difficult or the austerity to take is to preach Krishna consciousness. Go out door to door, village to village, take Prabhupada's books, distribute them. Srila Prabhupada said that one day of such a life, that is worth more than tens of thousands of years of austerities of the yogis. because it's of a different quality. That's pleasing to Krishna, preaching Krishna consciousness. So our aim is not austerity per se, or renunciation per se. Our aim is to please Krishna. I personally don't see how marrying can benefit anyone in this world, but simply create more attachment to bags of bone and flesh. Should we not be satisfying each other's solitude in brahmacharya? It's funny English, I can't understand what it means. How marrying can benefit anyone? Well, ultimately no activity in this material world benefits anyone. Why get married at all? If the purpose of life is to be Krishna conscious, then why make more attachments? That's, from the philosophical point of view, that is correct, but then considering our condition, it may be better to marry and have some attachment, but again, that's in married life directed toward Krishna. It's something like if we ask people, all right, you fully surrender to Krishna, immediately giving up all attachments. It's something like asking a drug addict to suddenly stop, but they have to be gradually taken out of that. Otherwise, if you immediately stop, they may stop for a short time and go back to the habit worse than before. So to try to stop people's attachments immediately, that may not be very practical. So married life is required for people who are not ready to be fully detached from family life, but within family life they can gradually make spiritual advancement.